Welcome to the Taylorsville Times Audiorama, our periodical podcast which brings you stories direct from the pages of the Taylorsville Times. This is your host, Micah Henry. This week we bring you the last surviving member of the Dixie Ramblers band. Gerald Harrington, age 89 of the Sugarloaf community, played with the Riverside Hillbillies and later the Dixie Ramblers in this area back in the 1950s. That's around Taylorsville in Alexander County, North Carolina, USA. He is the last known surviving member of both bands. From his home in the Sugarloaf community along Black Oak Ridge Road, north of Taylorsville, Gerald and his son Dennis look back with fond memories of those times.
My full name, Tillett Gerald Harrington, was named after my grandfather, T-I-L-L-E-T.
And let's see, you'll be 90 this year?
July,
your birthday?
Be 90 years old in July.
Yeah. And here we had my brother-in-law, Atwell Wyke, and Chris Clifford Williams, or we call him Red Williams, and myself, took part of the two bands, and we went together as one. And the instruments back then, you didn't need magnifying, whatever you call it. They were built so good and had sound posts in them. Yeah, amplified. So none of our stuff was electrified, but it was loud enough. And then after we disbanded, honest to goodness, I don't like to brag on anything I'm into, but and it wasn't me but him. He'd almost make Earl Scruggs laugh. He was so good.
How long did you play music?
How long did we play?
Yeah.
Well, we played at this radio station in Hickory. We'd go over there on Wednesday and make five
recordings?
One for each day of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't nothing live.
Okay.
On as far as radio is concerned.
Right.
People thought they'd hear a live program, I guess.
Yeah. They didn't know any better.
Yeah, we'd play for, we was tarred. Make all five of them programs at one time.
Were they about half hour long, or how long did you, was each one?
It'd take about 3 hours.
Wow.
And in Wilkes-Barre, we didn't play that long at Wilkes-Barre.
How long did they air on the radio? It was like 10 minutes or 15 minutes?
15-minute program.
Okay. Both places?
At Wilkes-Barre and Hickory.
15 minutes.
Yeah, they were 15 minutes.
Did you have any records made from when you were playing?
No, that's the problem.
They didn't keep any.
When you're coming along, you know, you're not thinking nothing about the future much. I'd love myself to just know what we sound like.
Yeah.
And I don't even have that.
Oh. Did you keep playing music after the Dixie Ramblers split up?
No, he did. Hubbard did. He played with Don Walker and which you saw the picture there.
Yeah.
The band was already in for a while, and but they're all now deceased. Every one of them except me. All deceased except me.
How long did you play music for? Quite a few years, didn't you? Maybe not with the band, but I know.
I played a couple of years with that band. Probably a year and something with the Riverside Hillbillies.
Did you play for family get-togethers after that? I mean, just yourself or anybody in the family?
Well, it started moving around. And back then, you didn't make no money.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't make a living at that. You had to have a job.
Yeah.
And
did anybody in your family take up music, take up playing?
Well, that's probably the reason I was got into it. My older brother, Roby.
Mm-hmm.
This is back before he got married. And his early years of marriage, we all lived there, and he had the guitar.
Mm-hmm.
he had a guitar, and of course he got more interested, I guess, in the young ladies than he did the music. I took up the guitar.
Yeah. It's safer, isn't it?
Yeah. And so I, you know, learned a little bit from this and that, and and finally got to work and play a little bit. And then we joined this other bunch, or we've got them together out of another band, which was the Eisenhower Brothers, and their dad was Shorty, they called Shorty. Shorty Eisenhower, he played a banjo, their daddy did.
Well, you got a grandson, I said nephew, be my nephew, but he's got a grandson that plays music and plays in bands and stuff. And
what's his name?
Chris.
Yeah, Chris is
T-C.
E-I-S-I.
Okay.
Of course, now Chris's daddy was a musician too.
He played a bass, but Chris, he liked the drums better than anything.
But he plays because he's got your guitar, don't he?
Yeah.
Right, he's got the guitar. I don't know if he's got the mandolin or not, but he played. I ain't sure. Did he not ever play guitar in them bands, or did he always play drums?
No, you see, them bands then, they come along as a rock and roll era, and it was electrified and all that. It wasn't just this little standard guitar wasn't played in them.
But yeah, I guess
all electrified then.
I guess that's about the only one out of his children, me and two girls, we didn't ever do anything musical. And then I've got...
Do you know Elmer Harrington?
Well,
that's my second cousin, isn't it?
Yeah, I'd say he'd be a second cousin.
Yeah, that's my second cousin.
Yeah.
I guess he kind of would save you.
Sugarloaf Ramblers.
Yep.
Yeah.
That the Harringtons was love music or whatever, I don't know. Yeah, and Albert's a wonderful person.
Here, Gerald hands me a picture of himself seated with a guitar.
I put decals, you can see flowers and stuff on it. That's not real. I mean, it's not the way it was come out.
Right. How old were you there?
Well, I'd say 17. It's somewhere right in there.
Okay.
I'd have to be. Got married when I was 18.
Oh.
And he would say it was a little bit of time before.
I'd say in the last 50 years, there's been more changes. I mean, I can remember his parents on his side. They farmed their whole life. His mom or dad, neither one had a public job, you know. That's in my lifetime. I mean, we always had indoor bathroom and stuff here, but when I'd go up there, they didn't, you know. And I mean, I witnessed that with my own eyes. You know what I'm saying? And the changes that I see, I can't imagine the changes, because I'm sure when he was young, they didn't have, because his parents didn't, so I know they might not even have electricity maybe when he was young, you know, I don't know. But but I love going up there. I mean, I just, even though farmed, and he had a peach orchard, how he made his money. But, you know, they raised all their food, and cows and pigs and chickens and, you know, milk cows, all that stuff, but they did.
And most people did.
Oh, yeah.
Unless they lived right in town or something.
Yeah, back then they sure did.
Yeah.
You're exactly right. It wasn't just them, but most people. And then, like saying, then today, look at the things we can do today, you know. It's just unbelievable. Just talking about hauling them apples. Now, I can remember when I was young, going with my daddy and his daddy, when I was tender, out that farm all his life, and take a load of apples to Charlotte. To peddle them, you know, to the grocery stores. And cause back then, I mean, that's how they usually bought their produce.
Yeah.
And then Pop was telling me that when he was young, he been with his daddy in a wagon going to Charlotte. It would take several days to get to Charlotte. Wasn't that right, Pop?
Yeah, they'd just go and spend a week.
Now think about that. I mean, in his lifetime, the wagon to Charlotte, I mean, then today, I mean, I don't know. It's just, I think there's been more changes in the last 100 years and probably in the past 2,000 or 3,000. I mean, it's just, you know, it's just technology and stuff is just, it's just kind of revolutionized everything, you know. It's just wow.
Yeah.
I ain't saying it's all good. I'm definitely not saying that. But I'm just saying there's been some drastic changes.
It sure has. Yeah.
Not even any of Johnny's, that's his daddy, not any of his kids. Now I think there's a couple of them that went into moonshining, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, I think a couple of ours did, too. Yeah.
But they didn't make a good living at it.
No. What were some of your favorite songs you liked to play with those boys?
Well, let's see. Down the Road is one of them. I think we used that for a theme song, I think.
Down the Road.
Just a few licks of that, and that's it. But, Lord, I don't know. I like some of the old ballads, Knoxville Girl, and You Are My Flower, a lot of old songs, but they had a lot of truth in them.
Yep.
And Weeping Willow, you know, that was Carter Family stuff, some of that was.
I remember Got a Tiger by the Tail. I remember you all used to sing that. And then that one about the train, what is that? The train coming down the railroad track. Is that a song? I'm pretty sure it is.
Seems like I've heard something like that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, because as a kid, you kind of, you know, I remember that Tiger by the Tail, you know, a kid, you know. That's, and then something about the train, something about a moon. Was it Blue Moon over Kentucky?
Using my Bible for a road map, that was pretty popular back then.
Yeah, yep. Blue Moon of Kentucky.
That's a song, isn't it?
Yeah, Bill Monroe. Blue Moon
over, I remember he used to sing that. And, what was
John Henry.
Old Tom Dooley hanging out.
Yeah, I'd like to have a copy or two of just any of that stuff, but it was worthless then as far as what was happening. I don't know how long this radio station would keep anything like that. See, they had those copies, all of them.
They put them on a wax record?
Right.
Yeah. Now, I'm not sure if they kept anything or just, you know, threw it away after a year or so.
I don't know either. They wouldn't have any use for it.
Well,
see, back then, with most of it, well, it's all, you couldn't make a living at it. I mean, it's truthful there.
Yeah.
Nobody could make a living in making music back then, hardly. But they played it to have fun, you know, and all. And you know what a corn husk chucking is? Well, all the farmers and all that would have corn chuckings, they called them. And after the corn was shucked, husk removed off of it. Then we had music and dancing way back then. And that's how they got the corn shucked, so they'd hurry up and get to dancing. And I don't know, they could have been a little bit of corn.
They probably was.
Liquid. They could have been a little bit of liquid corn.
Probably was.
Anyway, them legs are getting limber.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, we don't appreciate the world we live in sometimes, seem like.
What kind of work did you do?
What kind of work did I do?
Mm-hmm.
Furniture.
Okay.
Broy Hill, I've spent 30-something years at Broy Hill.
Yeah, okay.
And that's the biggest thing I ever done was that. About all, well, before that, I worked a little bit at a glove factory, service station, and then the furniture was what I settled down on. Spent 33 years, I think it was, in the furniture business.
Pretty good to work for at Broy Hill.
Who did it work for?
Well, I said, were they pretty good to work for at Broy Hill?
Yes, they were. They were better to work for when the old man was living.
Yeah.
Anybody will tell you that, I think.
Yeah.
He was the person that you had to like.
Yeah.
This old man.
Yeah.
Broy Hill. And he respected people. He didn't say, here, I'm the money man.
Mm-hmm.
He's just a nice, decent person. Like it you like to meet, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd come around every year before Christmas. He didn't miss a one until he, long as he lived, I don't think. Come around to all this, the factories. They had ever so many.
Mm-hmm.
14 or something at that time. And he'd come around before Christmas and wish them all a Merry Christmas. And sometimes put a $5 bill in their hand when he shook hands with them. Now that sounds like nothing, $5 a bill.
Well,
$5 bought rat smart back then. Sweets and stuff like that at Christmas time.
Yeah, because I can remember when they practiced sometimes here.
Okay.
And I'm guessing 6 or 7, I'm sure.
See, our family was big. It was 8 of us.
Hmm.
And there was a Ruby Miller. Four boys, and then 3 girls, and then me. So I'm more or less, tell the truth about it, come along with the girls, and because the boys are already the age, you know, they didn't want nobody fooling around with them.
Mm-hmm.
The girls wasn't that old yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I sort of hung around with them pretty much.
So you were the youngest?
I'm the youngest.
Okay.
Yeah, when the Lord says, come on, that'll be the last of us.
Yeah,
of that family.
Well, now you've got a sister.
Yeah.
Still alive.
Yeah, that's right.
Dorothy.
She's 93.
She's, yeah.
I believe it is.
Is she
Dorothy
a...
Dorothy Wyke.
Wyke.
Well, okay. That's her husband right there at the
fiddle player. Apple Wyke's her
fiddle
husband.
Player.
Okay.
The fiddle player. There's Squatty Bill. That's that one.
Is he still living?
No, they're okay. All dead except Pop in his picture.
Hmm.
I go out to, on Mondays,
mm-hmm.
out to the senior center. All that, you call it musical jam. All the old timers go in there and play together. It's pretty neat. Sometimes you never know what's going to, how many they're going to have or
mm-hmm.
what they're going to have.
Do you listen or do you play too?
Listen.
And then he tries to go to the YMCA.
That's good.
A time or two.
Do I like going to the Y?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel a little bit better.
Yeah.
I can tell. Not a great deal, but it's just a little better.
Mm-hmm.
And then a little bit more, you know, keep going. So I do. I feel better when I go to the Y.
Thanks for listening to the Taylorsville Times Audiorama podcast. If you like this podcast, let us know. Send us an email at news@taylorsvilletimes.com. That's news, N-E-W-S, @taylorsvilletimes.com. Our music in this episode was by Kevin McLeod at incompetech.com.
Are you in need of print work? For nearly 100 years, the Taylorsville Times has provided printing services for the businesses, churches, and individuals of Alexander County. Many folks don't know that we offer business cards, newsletters, brochures, receipt books, business forms, raffle tickets, bulletins, invoices, carbonless forms, calendars, invitations, full-color envelopes, and more. We make printing simple for you. Call us at 828-632-2532 or send an email to ads@taylorsvilletimes.com.